All right, awesome people, welcome back to Build in the Unknown. Your daily dose of future-proof vibes with your old pal Asher Blake. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for your mind to grow. Ever feel like your thoughts are bouncing around like ping-pong balls on a windy day? Like there's this constant mental chatter that just won't shut off? You know that feeling when you try to focus on one thing, but your brain's got a million other ideas screaming for attention. Trust me, I get it. In today's world, with its constant noise and distractions, it can feel like our minds are on overdrive. We're bombarded with information, deadlines, expectations. It's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed. But here's the thing. A safe space for your mind isn't some mythical land you have to travel to. It's a state of being you cultivate right here, right now. Think of it like building a mental sanctuary where your thoughts can settle, where creativity can blossom, and where you can truly hear your inner voice. And the best part? It's totally within your control. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, let me give you 5 key takeaways that are going to be your secret weapons for crafting this mental haven. 1. Embrace silence. Seriously, shut it down. Turn off the notifications, put away those phones, and just listen. The quiet isn't scary, it's an invitation to connect with yourself. You'd be amazed how much clarity comes when you give your mind a break from the constant stimulation. Think of it like hitting the reset button. Your brain will thank you for it. 2. Journal your way to peace. Grab a pen, get that old notebook out, or even just type on your phone. Let those thoughts flow freely onto the page. Writing down your worries, dreams, and everything in between can be incredibly cathartic. It's like having a conversation with yourself, only this time, you're the one asking all the tough questions and getting some real answers back. 3. Movement is magic. Think of exercise as mental therapy. A walk in nature, a dance session to your favorite tunes, even just stretching, it gets your blood flowing and clears out those cobwebs. When you move your body, you also free up space in your mind for new ideas and fresh perspectives. 4. Curate your content. We're constantly bombarded with information, but not all of it is good for us. Pay attention to what you consume, books, podcasts, social media feeds. Choose things that uplift, inspire, and challenge you in a positive way. You know that saying about, you are what you eat. Well, the same goes for your mind. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one's super important. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a good friend. Be kind, understanding, and forgiving. We all make mistakes, have moments of doubt, and face challenges. Remember that you're human, and it's okay to not be perfect. Think about someone who inspires you. Maybe an artist, a musician, or even just a friend who always seems to radiate positivity. What do they do that allows them to cultivate this mental space? Perhaps it's the way they prioritize their well-being, the way they interact with others, or the way they approach challenges. Now, imagine yourself applying those same principles to your own life. It might feel a little awkward at first, like you're trying on a new pair of shoes that are just slightly too big. But keep practicing. Over time, it will become more natural and comfortable. Think about it. What would it be like if you woke up each day feeling calmer, more focused, and ready to take on the world? What would you accomplish if your mind was a haven of creativity and inspiration? This isn't just about feeling good, it's about unlocking your full potential. Remember, creating a safe space for your mind is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be times when life throws curveballs, and you feel like your mental sanctuary is under attack. But that's okay. The key is to keep practicing, to keep nurturing that inner space, and to remember that you are always in control of your thoughts and feelings. So go out there, build your own mental haven, and let your mind blossom into something truly extraordinary. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of positivity. Until next time, keep building in the unknown, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.